You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
So, President Trump has gotten involved in the runoff today in Alabama, and he backed one Luther Strange.
I told Luther, I have to say this, if his opponent wins, I'm going to be here campaigning like hell for him.
And that puts him on the other side of the issue from our next guest, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant to President Trump, because he has been stumping for Judge Roy Moore in the primary today. Dr. Gorka, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
So now you're on the other side of this issue. Why did you choose Judge Roy Moore when the president chose Luther Strange?
Well, very simply, because there's only one candidate who represents the president's original Make America Great Again agenda. And as chief strategist for the Make America Great Again coalition, that's the guy I have to campaign for. And that's who I went down to Alabama, to Montgomery, to support. There's one individual in this race called Luther Strange, who's been a lobbyist for 23 years, who's appointed to the Senate by a corrupt governor who had to stand down 3 months later. And on the other side is Judge Moore, who through all his actions in his professional career has demonstrated he understands the founding principles of the Republic, is prepared to stand up for the truth, and wants to drain the swamp. So the choice was a very easy one. It's about the president's agenda, not any endorsement that he was forced into by Senator Mitch McConnell.
And you heard the president right there say that he will back the opponent should Luther Strange lose, which I think is good because then it puts everybody on the same page.
That's the most important soundbite, and I'm so glad you played it. I mean, you can tell the president in his gut he knows who the real candidate, the real MAGA candidate is in this case, and he knows it's Judge Moore. Why would he say, think how strange it is that you go down to campaign for one candidate, but then say, oh, by the way, if my guy loses, I'm right behind Judge Moore. So I think that tells you everything you need to know.
It is a pretty amazing thing. You know, if you look at sort of the mainstream coverage of this, much of this is already being prepared to be an indictment of the president's ability to pick a winner. They're saying, you know, you've got a pretty clearly, your candidate here, Judge Roy Moore, set to win 57% of likely voters in a recent poll, while just 41% are supporting Luther Strange. Do you think this is an indictment in any way of President Trump's ability to pick candidates in order to convince people to win?
No, not at all. I think it's an indictment, and it's a real transparent demonstration of the swamp and the swamp dwellers in the GOP. Remember, the president became the candidate of the GOP really by accident. He was as much anti-establishment GOP as he was anti-Democrat. This is a man who wiped the floor with 16 GOP establishment candidates before he beat Hillary Clinton. So the fact that Mitch McConnell has spent more than $10 million of money that could have been spent on far better things of import to the average American for a candidate who's now more than double digits behind Judge Moore, it just tells you that, you know, the president's agenda is what is important. And when Judge Moore wins, he will be vindicated. And he can say to Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, hey, guys, let's get back to my original agenda. And that's what's going to happen tonight.
It is interesting to look at the endorsements in this race. I was kind of amazed. The NRA here has endorsed Luther Strange as well. Do you think that's an error on their part, or do you consider them part of that lobbying class?
No, I wouldn't tar the NRA with the brush of being part of the establishment, because they're the first organization that ever endorsed President Trump as a candidate. So, you know, you'd have to ask Wayne LaPierre, but I don't know what's behind that.
I'd like to switch here and go to Rocket Man. And North Korea now saying that the president has declared war on them and that they have the right to shoot down our planes, even if they're not within North Korea's airspace. Is this a war of words that's going to escalate, or do you see President Trump stepping back from this?
The president doesn't speak empty rhetoric. He's not about pablum, and he's not about rhetorical escalation. He has made it very clear from the floor of the United Nations General Assembly, as has Secretary Mattis, that they will take whatever means, whatever measures necessary to secure our interests. So, you know, right now North Korea constantly wishes to escalate, but if they threaten us or our territory, action will be taken. And remember the very important words, I think it was 1 week ago, from Ambassador Nikki Haley. She said, if the diplomacy doesn't work, she is more than willing to kick it over, quote-unquote, kick the issue over to Secretary Mattis. None of these individuals should be doubted, and President Trump is not a man to be tested.
I want to ask specifically about that UN speech. I want to make sure I have this right. Were you involved in helping to write the UN speech for the president?
Okay, for the record.
Please, thank you.
Irrespective of what any flunky in a comstrop in the White House says, the original person who wrote that speech, and it wasn't the person who everybody in the media says it is, came to Steve Bannon's office before we left the White House a month ago and sat down with me and Steve to draft out, to lay the foundations for the key topics to be included in that speech. That's the fact of the matter.
Well, it was a well-received speech by some corners. I almost think that the person who did help should probably get some credit here, but you're not going to give the name.
No, I will not. There's very few, you know, really good guys who are part of the original MAGA agenda inside the building. That will change. It is a temporary state of affairs. But right now, we're going to protect our own, and NSC flunkies or comms flunkies should not endanger their position.
Everything you say is always so interesting, even when you're not saying anything. I really appreciate that. Sebastian Gorka, thank you for stopping by once again, Mornings
sure.
on the Mall.
Great. Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Nice to have you.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.